Psalm 146, 1 through 13. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He's most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wondrous goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of your glory and your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. Faithful worshipers, we are called and created to be faithful worshipers of God. In this context, to be faithful means being unwavering in our affection and allegiance to him. In the first few verses of Psalm 145, the psalmist writes, "Praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever." Notice he doesn't say, "I will praise you once a week," or "I will worship you when my favorite song plays," or "I'll glorify you when I feel good," or a traditional hymn is sung. No, the psalmist declares that he will praise God every day and glorify his name forever. We are called to do the same. To faithfully glorify and praise God in every aspect of life, every single day. We don't wait until we feel like God is near. We don't wait until it is easy or convenient. We don't wait until the perfect worship atmosphere is created. We must be unwavering in our affection, allegiance, and worship of him. Too often we make the mistake of thinking that worship only happens through music. This thinking, though, is incorrect, and has led many people, especially those who don't feel musically inclined, to believe they can't truly worship unless they're at church or following along with a worship recording. However, worship is not just a song we sing, it's a lifestyle we live. Worship is adoration, sacrifice, gratitude, surrender, humility, confession, and so much more. There are many ways to express this worship to God. A few examples include praying, journaling, confessing our sins to the Lord, listening to his voice and obeying, sharing the gospel, praying through scripture, reading psalms aloud, offering personal sacrifice, taking care of those in need, both practically and spiritually, telling others about works God has done. We aren't simply called to these things, we are created for them. When we glorify the name of God, we walk in our purpose and experience the deepest kind of fulfillment. As the psalmist reminds us, this shouldn't be occasional. We are called to worship through everything we do in every season. God deserves everything we have to give, especially when it's hard, especially when it doesn't feel good. I've seen this play out in my own life, both positively and negatively, always depending on how I apply this principle. When I choose not to worship, especially when I feel far from God, I inevitably start making poor decisions. My thoughts and actions become self-centered, and I do not renew my mind. In contrast, every time I choose to spend time with the Lord, when I least feel like it, I never regret it. God always blesses that time. He gently shifts my focus off of myself and back onto him and onto others who need his love. That always brings me to peace and hope in Christ. I want to encourage you. Make it a daily practice to glorify God and rest in the peace of his presence. It can look different for each of us, but the truth that God is to be glorified in all we do remains. I hope the examples that I gave earlier give you some inspiration. Let's be faithful worshipers, not just this week, but for our whole lives.